So now we're going to get on to the questions that have been sent in by members. And as I said before, huge thanks to those who took the opportunity to send the questions. We've used them. We just have combined or paraphrased some of them for ease of reading and responding. So each candidate will have 90 seconds to answer each question. Clive, keeping time again, will notify you when you have 15 seconds left. And I'm going to take you in a different order each time, so everyone gets a chance to speak first a couple of times. So let's get started with question one. What attributes would you value most highly in Blind Low Vision senior management staff and why? And this question is going to Ron first.
Great. Thank you very much for that that chance. I think honesty is really important, and honesty with the board, there's an attribute called no surprises, which is challenges come up, things happen, just let us know. And that means that as a board, we can make sure that, you know, we can put the organisation in the right place. So honesty with the board, honesty with staff. I think that people who come to work need to know where they stand. And sometimes things are tough and sometimes things are great. And then, of course, and probably most importantly, honesty with the clients and especially the membership. Where is the organisation going? Where are the opportunities for growth? What are the challenges? And if we're all working together as a community, then great things happen. And when great things happen that are not so good, we can deal with it and work together, and it all just makes so much a difference.
15 seconds.
Honesty would be number one. Obviously, coming second would be competency, but we haven't sort of got enough time to describe what I mean by that. So we'll leave it there.
Thank you, Ron. Richard's getting that question next. So what attributes would you value most highly in Blind Low Vision senior management staff and why?
Thank you, Nicole. There are a number that I sort of comes to mind. One is being transparent, and that tailors into the being honest, being having the trust in the board that they can share information, even though at times it may be challenging. I feel it's critical that the management team feel that they can positively engage with the board. We are a team working together. We might be working on the business, but the management are working in the business. So other attributes of obviously competent to do the job, how they engage with staff in a way that builds trust and a high level of engagement is a key factor, and that's particularly in terms of ensuring that there's the right positive culture for the organisation. Because if you have a positive culture, that helps getting the right things done. So they are probably the key items or key attributes that I see from the management team. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. This one's going to you now, Paul. Do you want me to repeat the question, or are you happy?
Yes, that would be helpful.
Yeah. So what attributes would you value most highly in Blind Low Vision senior management staff and why?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is recognising the culture, blind culture, the community within New Zealand. It's quite different. It's quite unique to blind communities overseas and other different countries. And through recognizing that, follows on to things like, people have already mentioned things like transparency, and I would say also having a good communication flow between the board and the senior staff and the staff. And my experience as being in either management position and also being on the other end of being the staff member is having people recognize that respect really is quite paramount. If your staff have respect for you as a senior manager, then you have half the battles are won. And also that goes in the other direction as well, that senior management has respect for staff, their abilities, their qualifications, and what they can do. And those are the main ones that I see. Other things like key performance issues and things like that are just standard things that come with
15 seconds.
But those are those ones that I mentioned I see as the main ones to start with.
Thank you, Paul. And now that question's going to Anne-Marie.
It's much nicer going last, eh? look, I think for me, there are some, the primary attribute is a commitment to the reason that we exist, an understanding of the community that we serve, and an acknowledgement that we are a charity organisation that provides services to our members and clients. So an understanding of that for me is paramount, and a commitment to the vision of the organisation is really important. I think there's and senior management have possessing underlying skills to run the organisation so that it's financially sustainable into the future, that we leave it in a better place than what we found it in. So I would expect each member of the senior management team to possess technical skills that they bring to the table. I think the thing that we have spoken about as a board is that a commitment to commitment to the employment of people with lived experience in being blind or low vision or deaf blind is critically important.
Thanks very much, everybody, for getting through the first question.